here at the 2019 Cornerstone Credit Union League annual meeting and expo. They're calling it the Experience, Mike.
They are.
The Cornerstone Experience, and it is an experience indeed. If you don't know this guy, Mike Reuter from World Council of Credit Unions, how are you, sir?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Great.
Thanks for asking.
Thanks for having me.
Yo, you're welcome. Yeah. It has been an experience. What's your experience been so far this morning? Because we had Jay Baer opening session.
Yeah.
Great talk on talking points or talking triggers, as
talking
he calls
triggers,
them.
Yep.
Stuff. Just some great, great examples that he gave in there. Anything else stand out for you so far today?
Just the power of storytelling.
Yeah.
You know, credit unions have so many dynamic stories to tell, whether it be stories about their members, about their employees, about how their credit union got founded, and how it's continued to make an indelible impact on the communities that they serve.
Yep.
So, storytelling was the key takeaway for me, and continue to leverage it.
And that's something we were just talking before the recording. That's something that you guys are going to really focus on this year as well. You're telling you're going to start doing more video,
right?
Just getting stories from the field, because when I interviewed Brian Branch at the GAC, he had this amazing, I mean, it brought gave me goosebumps about
our
their
Kurdistan
efforts in
project.
Kurdistan. Oh my gosh, it was just amazing. So gosh, if you guys can bring more of those stories out, holy smokes, you make an even bigger impact than what you guys are doing right now.
Yeah, so we're undertaking internally a huge coordinated effort between the Foundation, Global Women's Leadership Network, our Young Professionals Program, the folks that run the World Credit Union Conference, to really develop some really dynamic, yet cost-effective, you know, storytelling techniques that we can churn out to our champions and to the greater market on a much more regular basis.
Yeah, because I think if more people know what you guys are doing, the more people that will dive in and help out and jump in. So I think it'll be really infectious in a great way, in a really good way.
Yeah, I do too.
So good stuff. Do you have any, what is the latest? What's going on at World Council? Speaking of stories,
what's
the latest going on there with you guys? What efforts are you working on right now besides the Kurdistan?
Right. No, and our project development team, they're about to unveil what we're calling the Digital Transformation Lab. So it's going to be an online kind of forum where WOCU can bring together all the various entities throughout the various regions of the global credit union movement that are working on continuing to test and implement digital payment systems. You know, disruptive technology through the e-payment systems is something that, obviously, the more that we can be coordinating those efforts together as a global movement, the more members ultimately we're going to be able to serve. I mean, costs will come down. You know, the process of integration will become more seamless if we share dialogue, if we troubleshoot together, if we share practices together, whether it be, you know, good, bad experiences. So the Digital Transformation Lab is definitely a new initiative that I know our project development team is really excited to unveil in the next couple weeks here.
Yeah. Oh, I was about to ask you, when's the big unveil?
Yeah,
so
a couple
2 weeks.
Yep.
Okay.
A couple weeks.
Right on.
Yep.
And so what will we see when the big unveil? Is it, I'm assuming it's a physical location?
It's going to be it's going to be a standalone web page.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then we'll be following up. Megan O'Donnell, our director of project development, will be following up with at least one breakout session at the World Credit Union Conference, if not something before that.
Okay.
To kind of tease the market.
Oh, good.
With
good.
What's happening.
Yeah, I think consistent messaging there would be get people on board with that really quickly.
Right.
Global efforts. What's going on in the world as far as what WOCU's doing? Again, besides the Kurdistan, because that's a great story unto itself.
Right.
I'm sure that, because I remember a couple of years ago, Brian was going to Cuba doing some stuff down there.
Right.
I'm just pulling that out of the top of my head. So
there's two initiatives specifically that come top of mind. One is in East Africa. We are expanding our TIFI program, which is our agricultural lending toolkit to members and to credit unions. So credit unions, traditionally the TIFI project was national based. So Kenya, Mexico, Guatemala, those are the initial countries that really sustained and continued to grow the TIFI lending product for credit unions. Now we're taking it regional. So we're looking to test it in various regions throughout the world, so that we can continue to adapt and refine that process and then take it to even more regions around the world to provide agricultural lending and small and medium entrepreneurial lending to credit union members, and quite honestly, arming credit unions with that capability as well is really the catalyst.
I love you guys are sparking that entrepreneurial spirit on a global level. That's what kind of drives many economies, especially ours. So
the second initiative is our Columbia project. Mm-hmm. So we're looking to get an extension on that. The Columbia project officially wraps up here in August, but we're looking to get an extension with the Colombian government.
Okay.
And basically the genesis of that project, or the goals, were to provide financial literacy and inclusions, financial services to 210,000 Colombians 85,000 of which were new members for the first time entering the Colombian financial system. Happy to say that we've reached over 225,000, you know, as the project kind of rolls to a close. But like I said, we're hoping to get an extension to continue to build the impact and the metrics.
Who was I just
Oscar Guzman?
Yeah, I just interviewed him on that.
Our project director.
Yeah, we haven't posted it yet, but really amazing numbers and stuff. He actually invited me to say, Mike, come on down to Colombia.
Right.
We'll show you around.
He would love to have you.
That would be an
Oscar's
adventure.
A great guy. Yeah.
That would be an adventure. Yeah, we're going to get that posted here in the next week or so.
Okay.
So it's really good stuff there. What are you doing here?
So, you know, as my regular duties as the director of the Worldwide Foundation, you know, the Cornerstone region has been tremendously philanthropic in supporting the foundation through a funding option on their dues statement.
The Cornerstones Foundation?
Right. Okay. So, Cornerstone League, but so Credit Union, the Cornerstone League provides, adds the Worldwide Foundation as a funding option on their dues statement.
Gotcha.
And so many benevolent credit unions and individuals have provided almost $86,000 of funding
to the
foundation in 2019. If you compare that with about $190,000 last year, we get some additional donations through the next few quarters before the year ends. We're hoping to exceed that amount in terms of contributions from Cornerstone Region. Literally everything from $25 contributions to $25,000 contributions. Every dollar that we were able to raise throughout the U.S. market in 2018, we were able to leverage and turn into $44 in the international credit union system. So just that ratio alone really just blows people's minds in terms of the amount of effort and work and impact we're able to make by stretching that dollar.
Yeah, so every little bit counts, and every little bit adds up to some really
correct.
Big stuff. So
it makes
a huge impact for sure.
So my role here at Cornerstone is obviously to continue to build awareness. I was very grateful to be invited to give a little 10-minute overview of the World Council and what we're doing currently around the world, and how Cornerstone's
on the main stage in there.
On the
All
main
right.
stage, how Cornerstone, well done, how Cornerstone's giving has made an indelible impact this year and in years past. And then I'm just here to, you know, check in with our donors and hopefully meet some new individuals who might be interested in figuring out what their level of engagement with the global credit union movement is. And so I'm you know, this is my second time at the Cornerstone League meeting, and you know, it's really one of the best meetings and leagues, you know, in our system.
Indeed. And then you're off to another one, in a couple of days?
I'm out to Mountain West tomorrow morning to do a couple breakout sessions and to connect with league leadership and our credit union champions out there too. So it's just, you know, connecting with our leagues are such a catalyst to helping us grow our bandwidth and scale our success and the impact that we have in the credit union movement. So can't do without leagues like Cornerstone, Mountain West, and all the others throughout the country.
Last thing, and I'll get you off the hot seat here.
Sure.
Speaking of conferences, the World Credit Union Council,
the Bahamas,
the Bahamas coming up in late July, I believe.
Late July, we've got exciting slate of speakers for our diversity and inclusion luncheon. The Global Women's Leadership Network has got a variety of initiatives that they're piloting. We're going to be promoting our disaster relief efforts through the foundation because we have supported the Caribbean credit union system for so many years with all of the unfortunate natural disasters that have befallen, whether it be Haiti or Dominica. We've really, credit unions around the world have, and league partners and system partners have really stepped up and provided a level of financial support that we're then able to translate to both rebuilding efforts of brick and mortar buildings, but also providing credit union employees with the unique training that they're going to need to help assist their members whose lives have been completely devastated by natural disasters. So the foundation is really going to be highlighting the efforts that we've done, that we've partnered with entities kind of like the Caribbean Confederation. So it's going to be an exciting conference. Bahamas, can't beat the locale, but
it's not too shabby.
It's going to be a ton of breakout sessions and some really great keynotes that we've got lined up.
Yeah, I think you guys might break an attendance record this year.
Possible,
I think the location obviously is great.
Closer we get,
exactly.
Right.
So I think you can't go wrong with that one. And speaking of the Caribbean, I mean, if you can meet some of these people, which I have the last couple of conferences that you guys have had over the year, you can't find a more passionate group of people about credit unions as well. My gosh, they are just so enthusiastic. I don't think I can find a word that the energy that they have for what they're doing is amazing. So
you gotta
connect with these folks for sure.
Yeah, World Credit Union Conference is really a nexus of all the different credit union systems coming together, sharing knowledge, catching up if individuals have had a long-term relationship in terms of networking together on an international scale. So it's really the International Credit Union Conference to attend and to be present. Yeah, and there's actually a lot of opportunities this year for the first time, or for the second year in a row, where we're offering online courses as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
So people can pipe in and
good taking advantage of that for sure.
Yeah,
that's a definite thing to leverage.
Yeah.
The other thing I was going to talk about is the young professionals.
Yep, the Y Cup program.
Yeah, the Y Cup program.
Yep.
Again, another very enthusiastic group.
Right.
So
So the Y Cup program is. We're still accepting applications for our Y Cup program.
Oh, good.
So the deadline is May 31st.
Okay.
Just go to woku.org and look under, I believe, our partnerships or our education tab, and you'll see the Y Cup link, and you'll get all the scholarship information. We award 5 scholarship winners each year, and they get an opportunity to attend next year's World Credit Union Conference. So it'll be in Los Angeles in 2020. We partner with CUNA every 3 years, I believe, to coordinate that. So that'll be a widely attended event. But Y Cup is all about, obviously, passing the torch to the next generation of leaders and getting them prepared and getting them immersed in the challenges that face the credit union movement on a global level. And you can't prepare them any earlier, you know. So it's so strategic and wise to immerse them and expose them to the global credit union system.
I agree. Yeah, it's a great program, and the work you guys do with those folks is just tremendous. So to get them kind of getting them on the ground floor and then just watch them blossom is amazing to see.
Right.
So good stuff. Good stuff. All right, sir. Anything else to add? Let you go?
No, it's just, you know, the foundation's blog has really gotten up off the ground since the start of this year. And so we're on a weekly basis. Every Friday, we're releasing a new blog post, whether it be profiling a project or profiling one of our spotlighted global champions, whether it be an individual or credit union. So for those of you that are interested, or for those that are interested in learning a lot more on a more regular basis in terms of what's going on with World Council and the global credit union movement, I highly advise you to, I recommend people subscribe to our blog
at doglobalgood.org/blog.
So.
All right. We'll put that in the show notes so people can get right to it and
Thanks, Mike.
Up, man.
All right.
There he is, Mr. Mike Reuter from the World Council of Credit Unions. Well done, sir.
Thank you, Mike.
Good job.